Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Low Heaven. They are from Toronto in Ontario, Canada, and listened to the song Chemical Pattern, which is part of their 2025 album Ritual Decay. Before that, we listened to the legendary Brazilian and, I guess, American band Soulfly. Former Sepultura frontman Max Cavalera. And we listen to the song Favela Dystopia, which is part of their latest album from 2025, Chama. And we start the set with our guests tonight, Iron Kingdom from Vancouver, Canada, and we listen to the song Blood and Steel, which is part of their upcoming album Shadows and Dust, coming out on June 6th. And of course the release concert on June 5th here at the Rickshaw Theater. Alright, let's continue with the music. We have a couple of things, or a lot of songs to play, so let's just keep the pace going here at the Metal Meltdown. We'll be right back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Hooded Menace. They are from Finland, and we listened to the song Save a Prayer, which is part of their 2025 album Lacrimose Monuments of Obscuration. Before that, we listened to Born Divided. They are from La Ville du Québec in Canada, Quebec City, and we listened to the song Everything Comes to an End, which is part of their 2025 album Chronicle of a Shipwreck. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Iron Kingdom, from Vancouver, Canada. We listened to one of their classics. We listened to White Wolf, which is part of their 2019 album On the Hunt. And remember, the new album comes out on June 6th, Shadows and Dust. And they're at the Ritual Theater on Friday, June 5th, they'll have their release concert, show, party, everything. It should be super fun. And at the end of the show, we'll be giving away a couple of tickets for that. Let's see if we can convey the gods of technology to make contact with Iron Kingdom.
We are here with Chris Osterman from the Iron Kingdom. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being tonight here at the Metal Meltdown with us. It's been a while. I think we talked, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But, you know, it's always good to catch up and, you know, we'll chat, but many things I'm sure have happened since then.
Yeah, so, totally, man.
So it should be good. So I guess just for those people that are new to Iron Kingdom, could you tell us a little bit of the history or the story of the band?
Yeah, for sure. Iron Kingdom formed in 2011. We were, as you call, traditional heavy metal, based on the sounds of like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Saxon, Rush, that kind of stuff from the early 80s. Our whole goal was to bring back just kind of like a forgotten sound. We all grew up kind of into all this stuff, and it felt like no one was really doing it. So that's kind of how the band was started. And at this point, we're 15 years in. We have 6 full-length albums. And coming up here, we have a massive Canadian tour.
There you go. That's very good to put it in a nutshell, you know. 15 years in 45 seconds. That's amazing. You should write resumes or something, man. Like, it's very good. It's very, very good. All right. And so what is the latest album? Like, what's the title? And I guess maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so the newest album is called Shadows and Dust. We'll be releasing it on June 6th worldwide, but we have a release party booked at the Rickshaw on June 5th. And this album, it's got 10 new songs. We think it's quite varied. There's a wide range of sounds on this album. Yeah, we tracked the album actually at home at a recording studio that we built. And I think 2 singles are out now, Blood and Steel and Defenders. And we're gearing up for the 3rd single here pretty soon.
Sounds good. One question that I forgot to ask is how did the, related to kind of the history and story of the band, how did the name came to be? How did the name of the band came to be? What's the story there?
Yeah, so we were actually playing as a band before 2011, and we came to the point where we had found other bands with the same name as us, and it was just not really what we had envisioned for the band, so we figured let's rebrand, let's rename ourselves and kind of start and release our first album. That was where we were at in our heads at the time. But we had a really hard time finding a name. I think we spent like probably 4 or 5 months talking about it. And one day I walked in and I was so frustrated. I literally started reading the dictionary because I was like, no one can come up with anything. It's so hard to come up with a band name. Every time we had one, someone else had it already.
Yeah.
So we were getting very frustrated. And I came across the word kingdom. And there was something about it. We had all agreed. We said, no iron, no black. You know, stay away from the typical words that bands use. And so obviously we didn't. I came up with the word kingdom, and I was like, oh my God, it would be so cool if we went Iron Kingdom. It kind of encapsulates like a huge vision of this band. It's medieval, it sounds heavy metal, I don't know, there's just something about it. And I brought this up and everyone just kind of looked at me and they're like, you cheated. But they're like, yeah, that sounds like an awesome name. So yeah, we went with it, and kind of the vision behind it was, it's, you know, Iron Maiden has the mascot, you know, Judas Priest has the studs and the leather and the image, and all these other bands, they all brought something to the table, but no one had a land or a place for heavy metal, so our idea was this was kind of like the kingdom for heavy metal.
There you go. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yes. And, yeah, I hear you with the... You know, with the name of the band, with the names of a band, like, it's, yeah, it's really hard to, well, once you know the process of selecting a beautiful name, and then after that you have to go through some kind of, you know, filtering and see if it's available. Like, it's just, yeah, I hear you. It's
yeah,
it's a tricky process. But anyway, cool. That's cool. Thank you. For the album. I mean, I guess for the most recent one, but I guess for some of the others, like when composing the songs, is there somebody assigned certain tasks, the music, or is it a collaborative effort?
Right. Well, I think we do what feels the most natural. We're very much a jam band, so we usually write while we're all as a group in the rehearsal space. But obviously you need an idea to start the whole concept. So our bass player, Leighton, usually does lyrics. It's quite often that we'll come up with riffs first. So Megan or myself usually starts with a riff and we'll come in and be like, I came up with this, what do you think? And everyone will go, all right, let's see how that feels, and we'll start jamming it. Maybe something will pop up in the moment, and sometimes Leighton will be like, I've been thinking about this topic for a while. This feels right for this. Why don't we write about this? So that's kind of usually how it goes down, but it's not always the case. Sometimes people come in with the song a little bit more together, but we're kind of under the impression of the person with the best idea is where we go. So it's kind of I would say it's a group effort, but it's, yeah, someone's got to kind of come in with an idea or a concept, and then we'll take it from there.
No, that sounds cool. That's true, you know, true team, you know, true collaboration, whatever, synergy.